A reading from the second letter to Timothy, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, for the sake of the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God, the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did, when I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, lives in you. For this reason, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Do not be ashamed, then, of the testimony about our Lord, or of me, his prisoner. But join me in suffering for the gospel, relying on the power of God. The Word of the Lord. Today, as the Church celebrates Saints Timothy and Titus, we have the choice of several readings, of course, and especially letters written by St. Paul to his dear disciples, Timothy and Titus. We have two letters to Timothy and one to Titus, and we have this option of one or the other letters, but it is very interesting for us to realize that these are two great disciples among many followers and disciples with Paul in his work, but Timothy and Titus are probably the greatest. Timothy from Lystra originally, from a father who was Greek and a mother who was a Jew. His parents, perhaps not being totally Jewish, left Timothy outside the temple. But with the conversion of his grandmother, Lois, and then his mother, Eunice, Timothy himself has this privilege of meeting Paul and being converted by him, eventually being ordained to be his follower and disciple. Likewise, Titus, a Gentile, he becomes one of Paul's right-hand men. And like Timothy, he's a peacemaker, a negotiator who is sent to many communities. Eventually, Timothy becomes the bishop of Ephesus, and Titus the bishop of Crete. But they are travelers with Paul. And as we read in letters like these, and in other letters to Christian communities from Paul's foundation, they have traveled to so many places, from Jerusalem to Corinth to Rome even, and Ephesus. They know people like Barnabas and Luke and Mark. They're all disciples of Paul, but followers of Jesus, of course, and of the same kind of community-building experience, the first century, the first Christians. It points out to us today, I think, when we celebrate these great first century bishops, disciples, that our faith is communal. That is, we are not only converted and drawn to the Lord privately or personally. Our faith, of course, is a conversion of a personal nature, but it is always one mediated in community through other people, through other writings, through preaching, through experiences with other Christians. That's how Titus and Paul and the first Christians all learned of the Lord, through Paul and other disciples. And we likewise are building our faith on the experiences of faith of others that we have had. The letters to all these communities, Corinthians, Philippians, Thessalonians, all of these different communities. We are part of many names and places in our own lives, just like them, people who have taught us the faith. So today, as we honor these two great, Timothy and Titus, we realize we are companions on the journey, and our faith is a journey together with others, not alone. We seek the Lord in community. We find our own faith and our own vocation in community. We are not alone in this traveling together, companions in faith on the journey.